Hello, welcome to episode 6 of Tech Search Podcast. I'm your host, Guillermo Ortiz, and today's going to be quite a short episode. And today, basically, I'm going to run through a few news items, but what I want to say, first of all, is that I'm recording this on my Xiaomi Mi A1, and that is because my computer is broken, basically. It was taken in on Sunday to be repaired. It has a few issues. So I don't really have much other alternative but to record on my phone, as the other computers that I was on, the other computers that I have are too old, and I can't really edit the video right now on my phone, and I can't edit the video on any computers. So I'm kind of stuck with what I got here, and this is the second time recording this on the Anchor app. Because it just froze the last time I did this on the app. So hopefully this time it will actually work. But yeah, just a few notices. Basically, on Thursday, I'm taking a plane to go to Madrid, Spain. I'll be staying there for 2 weeks. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to push an episode of Tech Surge out or two then. I'll try to do it, but we might get really busy and we might not. So if we don't get an episode out, I will post it on Twitter. I'll leave a Twitter. I do have Twitter, by the way. It's the podcast's Twitter, which I'll leave in the description of this episode. And yeah, like I said, we're going to try and push an episode out, but we might not get to it. There's a lot of stuff to do in Spain, and I do have to study for some exams coming up in January, so things might get a little hectic if I try to push an episode of this podcast out. But either way, sorry for the quality of the microphone. It is the microphone on my Xiaomi Mi A1, so it's not the best in the world. Shouldn't be too horrible either. But, yeah, the second thing I wanted to talk about also in regards to the future of this podcast is that I want to be able to receive feedback and to communicate with you guys, and so you guys can be a lot more constructive and leave advice, and because I want to be able to communicate with my listeners. I know we have a few here and there who tune in every week, hopefully, for this show, so I want to be able to communicate with them. I'll leave my email. I believe I've done that once already, but I'm going to leave it again every episode from now on. So I'll leave my email, and you guys can just email me. And I'll leave the Twitter, as said previously. But the most important thing, whenever I get my computer back, I am going to start work on a free website client. I don't really have money, so I can't really spend money on a website, a paid website. I can't code either. So I'm going to see if there's any free website clients that I can use, or what I might do at least. It's maybe have an RSS feed, maybe have a Facebook group or a Google Plus group, although probably not Google Plus because that's dying. I'll find a place, probably on Minds, start a group, and you guys can leave feedback. I might do, I don't know, weekly topics. So I'll think of something. I'm thinking of stuff at the moment, but I just need to get my computer back before I go to Spain so I can actually have a chance of recording in Spain. But yeah, that's basically what I wanted to talk about. Let's get into some light news. There isn't really much, to be honest, in terms of news this week. The most important news, I guess, is that the renders of the P30 and P30 Pro have been released or leaked, and it looks like they're going to be pretty much as we expected. They're going to have a water drop notch, just like the Mate 20s, which actually begs to differ. Where will they put the 3D face unlocking technology? Because I know the Mate 20 Pro has a bigger notch than the Mate 20 normal because of that. So does this mean the P30 Pro won't have face scanning technology, which will mean reduced pricing. I'm not sure. I hope it does. Because as you guys know, I have been saying it, I think I've said it past episode, I do want to get a device for a flagship device in the summer. And I'm looking at various options in the future, so the S10 line, the P30 line, and, you know, even the Mate 20 line, even though by then it'll be pretty darn old. I might get a Mate 20 Pro, snap one up for cheap, if it's that cheap. I'm looking around 600 euros cheap. But, yeah, I'm considering my options. I did consider getting an iPhone at one point, but I think I've sort of decided against that just because I like to customize my Android quite a bit. And getting an iPhone would limit me in terms of customizations. I'm not really rooted in the ecosystem. Just so you guys have an idea, I have my notes up on an iPad 4. That's a 2013 iPad 4 next to me with my notes on the Note app. So I'm not really that bothered about Apple. I've had this iPad for 6 years now. And so, yeah, with a VPN on it, because obviously you can't access anything without a VPN on it. Here in China, I have two VPNs running simultaneously. I don't know how that's conflicting with the internet. Anyway, so the P30 and P30 Pro. So the P30 Pro looks like it's going to have four cameras on the back with a sort of weird extended flash. It's going to have probably, they're quoting 8 and 12 gigabytes of RAM variants, 128, 256 gigabytes of storage, in-display fingerprint scanner. And the P30 will have just three cameras at the back. Just, I say, but three is still a lot. Presumably at less megapixels, with an in-display fingerprint scanner as well. Because I do not see on those cases the hole for the fingerprint scanner, physical fingerprint scanner. It might also have it at the front, but it looks like the front is going to be dominated by an AMOLED display. I don't know exactly how big. It looks like that's ranging about 6 inches, maybe 5.8 inch display on that. So the renders have been leaked. If these are the actual Huawei P30 Pro renders, I'll leave the link to the Phone Arena article where these come up. They look pretty good, but they look pretty much as expected. I'm looking for Samsung to really pull up this year. This year was kind of iterative for them. Like the Note 9, the S9 Plus, S9 were good phones, but they were very boring phones, in my opinion. I mean, the S9 is never boring. The Note series in general is never boring. The Note 9 was definitely a good step up from the Note 8, coming from that battery fiasco with the Note 8. They put more battery on the Note 9. And the S Pen got a few improvements. And, of course, the chip, the Exynos 9810, it's a very good chip. And the Snapdragon 845 is also a good chip. But it was sort of iterative, sort of, you know, humming along. The S9 Plus, I would say the same. You couldn't really tell if it was an S8 from the front. But hopefully next year we see something more exciting from Samsung. Obviously, I am pretty hyped. There's going to be three S10 models, S10 Lite, S10, and S10 Plus, and maybe a fourth, Beyond X. I'm guessing the Beyond X will be a very niche product, costs around maybe $1,300, $1,400. It'll be for the few, an exclusive, a very prototype thing. But they showed it off at the Samsung Developer Conference a few months ago. And it looked kind of bulky. Maybe it was just the casing, but hopefully if they are going to sell, it won't be too expensive, but of course it's going to be massively expensive. There's no way they're going to sell this for $800-$900. That will be the price of probably the baseline S10. The S10 Plus rumored to be around $1,000, and the S10 Lite around $600, $500, $600. So pretty reasonable pricing, it looks like. I expected the S10 Plus to be a little bit more expensive than that, but yeah, Samsung has had a pretty iterative year. So I'm looking for them to pull ahead next year, maybe even overtake Huawei, and which is a bold prediction, but you never know, it might just happen. And another bit of news, that's about it, to be honest. But not so much news, but we're coming up to the end of the year now, and a lot of people are making their top phones of the year, etc., etc. I think I'll reserve sort of a full episode for this. But if I had to make a list right now, without really listing any reasons, if I just had to make a list of phones from zero, from maybe not top five, I'll put them in any order just so I don't spoil things. But I'll have them like this. I'll have the Mate 20 Pro. I'll have the OnePlus 6T. I'll have the Pixel 3 Small. I'd have the Samsung Galaxy Note 9. And finally, I would have the Pocophone F1. So those five phones. And I'm going to explain my next episode, which will most probably be in Spain, hopefully with a nice mic, about, you know, I'll make it like a nice long episode to compensate for the shortness of this one. But this is just something so I don't go missing and you guys, little viewers that I have, start to question where I am. Well, there it is. I'm recording from my phone right now, so hopefully next time it'll be 30 minutes or more. Hopefully you won't get annoyed, because I know recording's going to be difficult to do in Spain. I'm going to have to find a place to record. People aren't running around or doing things. I have a very privileged to have a room which is pretty soundproof, pretty isolated from the outside, and from my house, because we live in a very quiet street. So yeah, hopefully in Spain I'll be able to make it a better episode. I have been playing a lot of Madden 18. Totally different subject, I know, but I've been playing a lot of Madden 18. That would be the American football game. It is not the latest game, but I'm not going to give EA money. I might. If I find Madden 19 on sale, I might. I am an NFL fan. I know it's weird. I am from Spain. I live in China, and I love the NFL, but I am an NFL fan. Fan of the Falcons. Have been pretty horrible this year. If you know what I'm talking about, then good for you. But might get Madden 19 for the PlayStation 4. Just because I get really hyped around this time when the playoffs are about to start, the playoff race, I get extremely hyped, so I might get Madden 19. But yeah, in terms of Christmas shopping, I'm gonna get a Google Home Hub, probably for my grandparents, and I'm looking to get a new phone for my grandmother. I have two grandmothers, my maternal grandmother. Probably get a new smartphone. She hasn't actually owned a smartphone before, and her house doesn't even have Wi-Fi. So, yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to explain to her, etc. You know how it is with the older generation who isn't Steve Litchfield and Ted Salmon. Just kidding, guys. You guys are not that old. But, you know, 80s, 90s, that sort of thing. I'm looking to get her a smartphone, get my grandparents Home Hub. My granddad is extremely, you know, he loves tech, so definitely appreciate that. But Merry Christmas, and hopefully I'll see you next time in the next episode of the Tech Surge Podcast.